The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, we want to get the very latest on the flood situation along the St. Clair River. Joining us right now, the Deputy Director of St. Clair County Emergency Management, Mark White. Mark, good morning, and thanks for giving us some time this morning.
Good morning, Paul. My pleasure. Thank you very much.
It's pretty bad along the river. Where is it at its worst right now?
So the greatest impacts we're seeing right now is in the East China Township area, primarily just south of the St. Clair Power Plant. There's a low area down in that that's part of the county that's really been impacted pretty heavily by the water. And just the ice and everything else just impacted so many homes. People have had to turn off their power and gas supplies, and even have garages that are frozen shut. They can't even get their cars out. So just a huge, huge mess right there. And hopefully some relief will come today as we get our Coast Guard cutters that will be heavily engaged in the river today. We've been blessed since Tuesday to have the RUS Coast Guard cutter Bristol Bay under Detroit and the Canadian Coast Guard cutter Griffin that have been working pretty much the lower end of the river, Drummond Island, Algonac area, south toward empties into Lake St. Clair, trying to get a lot of that flow going down there. And then I saw yesterday afternoon another Canadian Coast Guard vessel, the Samuel Risley, came in, was heading up towards Marine City, where we believe there's a pretty significant ice bridge that has really caused a lot of this flooding issue more upstream is what's taking place. And then today, we are expecting the U.S. Coast Guard cutter Nia Bay out of Cleveland will be in town to take care of, all the operations. So we'll have four Coast Guard cutters today operating in that river trying to break up that ice.
Well, that's fantastic news. They've got a big job ahead of them today. And the weather doesn't do us any favors in the days ahead, does it?
No, it does not. It's just unfortunate this whole event started with all that brash ice that formed in Lower Lake Huron, and with no ice bridge across, there was no containment field for that ice, and that northerly wind just blew it right on down, and it's unfortunate that the St. Clair River usually ends up being just a big old plug of ice every single year. So, this is pretty tough.
It's interesting because, up until a week or two ago, it had been a very mild winter, and we hadn't really seen any ice. And I hadn't thought of the downside of that. The downside of that is that when it comes all at once, and it just bottlenecks right there in the river.
Absolutely, yeah. We recognize right where the river bends, just around Marine City, Cotterville Township, there's an issue there. And then, of course, the Delta system, too, when you get down by Harsin's Island and Algonac, all that stuff just can really start to pile up and make it really quite a headache. So cutters are working at the southern region, so when we ever get that ice bridge broken up around Marine City, all that ice has a place to go, hopefully dump right out into Lake St. Clair. Otherwise, it would just pile up and make Algonac and more of the southern parts of Marine City just totally, and Clay Township as well, just really have more damage than they have now. So,
yeah,
it is a work in progress. And our office is working real closely with Army Corps of Engineers, of course, the U.S. Coast Guard, National Weather Service, Michigan State Police, Homeland Security Emergency Management Division, and all of our local municipal partners as well, Algonac, Clay Township. We're hopeful to get, folks from East China, Marine City, Cotterville on board this morning. We have twice a day briefings now involving all of those entities on how operations are taking place. So it is a work in progress. We are by no means out of the woods yet, and we'll keep clipping away at that ice as best as we can.
Mark, do you have any idea how many residents are having to leave their homes at this point? And if so, where are they Where are they going? Are they finding their own place to go? How's that whole situation being addressed, people that, can't even stay in their homes at this point?
Right. So right now we have no request for any type of sheltering. I have a feeling that most people are seeking other accommodations, whether they stay with family in an area, whatever. But nothing's been requested to us yet. We do have American Red Cross on standby. I was in contact with them yesterday. And they're willing, able to assist us as soon as we get notification. And if we need warming shelters, things like that, we're always real quick to get those spots open up as well, especially for downriver communities. We can take care of that fairly quickly. And let's see, what else needs to be taken? There's just so many different things that just have to be taken care of. But our residents, of course, are our primary concern, but there's been no injuries as of yet. We'll be getting some damage assessment crews out as soon as we can. We'll coordinate it with our local municipal governments and make sure that that process gets done and catalog all the damage. And there will be a press release later on this morning identifying where residents can actually tie in to a self-assessment program, and they can do a damage assessment on their own. And there'll be a web link usually on our Facebook page or our BeReadySinclairCounty.org site as well. There's links there to do this damage assessment piece. So we'll really encourage folks, especially during, we're still battling COVID as well, too. Having the ability to get a bunch of crews out and interface with folks can be a challenge as well, too. So,
boy, it's just all that stuff all piled on all at once. Mark, great information. Yeah. Really appreciate you joining us. Good luck out there again today. We appreciate all that you and everybody else is doing. Thank you.
My pleasure. And our prayers and thoughts with everyone as we get through this. And we'll get through this. We've got some great, talented people out there. I commend our members of the Coast Guards, both for the U.S. and Canadian side. Those folks are really doing a great job. They're trying to get through this, and they're working through some pretty horrendous conditions, too. So commend all those folks and everyone involved in this whole process.
Absolutely. Hope everybody stays safe out there. Mark, thanks again. Really appreciate it.
Okay. You take care, Paul.
You too. Bye-bye.